The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor.
You remind me that money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
On ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Bottom line, Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us on this Selection Monday, where everybody in this country has got bracket fever. The only prescription is picking winners. That's all I got. I got a case of bracket fever. The only prescription is more winners for the Bottom Line. Yes, thank you for joining us on this Selection Monday as we go over the brackets, try to find some winners, and try to beat the books for the final time this season. Well, we've only got 67 NCAA tournament games to go, and maybe some of these other, do they still play the NIT? Might want to enjoy that while you can. That'll start tomorrow night. So will the NCAA tournament, those first four games. How are we playing these games? From a handicapping perspective, point spreads, totals, bracket pools. That's what the next 2 days are about. Today's going to be focused on a lot of point spreads. And then tomorrow, it is our Bracketology Spectacular Extravaganza. When John Clay, the Lexington Herald leader and Kentucky.com, he will join us as he does every year, it seems. Well, he does. He's joined us every year for the last few to talk the brackets. And I'll just say right now, I can pretty much promise you mine looks different than his, and that's okay. Doesn't mean I'm wrong. Doesn't mean he's wrong. Odds are we're both wrong, but that's okay. He'll come on tomorrow, and we will discuss the NCAA tournament bracket. The big boy games start Thursday here on ESPN Radio. We're looking forward to it. Almost gavel-to-gavel type coverage of the NCAA tournament. And, of course, we'll have the beginnings of the NCAA tournament tomorrow night. We will have the first four games, both Tuesday and Wednesday night, on this on these ESPN radio stations. Well, there's only one. Well, 1,392.5. So we'll start Tuesday night, 6:30. We'll have first four games. Wednesday night at 6:30, we'll have first four games. And then, of course, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you won't be able to hear anything, basically, but the NCAA tournament. We look forward to it. It's the biggest sporting event over 3 weeks in the entire year. Oh, Super Bowl Sunday is the biggest one day, but this is the biggest event if you combine the whole thing. So, yeah, this is what it's all about. Everybody from Marge from accounting and the big boys, the Sharps out in the desert, are going to put some action on this game or on this tournament. And we hope you come out on top in terms of getting your bankroll a little higher. 859-381-1313. Your thoughts on this bracket. That's our text line. What do you think about the tournament? What do you think about maybe from a handicapping perspective? What's some things you're looking for in this first round especially? We'll tell you about the things we're looking for in this first round. Don't forget, this show will not be on the air Thursday and Friday due to the NCAA tournament. We will be back Saturday and Sunday this week at 9 a.m. for our weekend line show, but we will be doing our podcast on Thursday and Friday mornings. So make sure to tune in if you want the late action, late line moves, and maybe some late moves in the market that have influenced how we're going to take these games. If you're going to miss us Thursday and Friday, make sure to tune in to our podcast, the Fast Money Podcast, Thursday and Friday. We will have those up and on the old internets well before the games tip off at noon each day. So, yeah, have no fear. We have not left you during the NCAA tournament just because we're preempted for the NCAA basketball tournament. All we're doing is just getting out of the way for a bigger event, showing homage to it, and we will show our podcast, and we'll tell you who we're picking in these games. But we will go over a lot of these in the next few days on this show. So make sure to tune into our Fast Money Podcast. There will be no podcast tonight. Why? There's no games tonight. I don't know what's going on. So, yeah, it's a very difficult kind of day here. What do we do without college basketball? We will somehow, some way, move along and get this thing going in terms of trying to get some winners and trying to get some added cash to the old bankroll. So make sure to text us, 859-381-1313. What do you kind of, how are you going to play this tournament? You got any long shots that you like maybe on first round money lines? Upset winners. Do we have some traps in the first round? How good are those traps? Are they as good as the regular season? We'll talk about all that on today's show for the NCAA tournament. And if you're just kind of like, you know what, I just want to sit by the fire, a little chilly outside. They said it was going to be 80 degrees this week. Well, it's not. Although I do look outside and holy Toledo, my little Charlie Brown tree out here, the leaves are blooming. It's springtime, folks. It's March 18th, and the leaves, the Charlie Brown tree made it another year. God bless that little thing. Unbelievable. Anyway, we are ready to go. Make sure to tune in to Fast Money later this week, starting tomorrow. No show today, but we hope you had a good week in the conference tournaments. For my money, the conference tournament week is the biggest sports gambling week of the year. That's just me. This is like New Year's Eve now. Everybody's having fun. Everybody feels like they've got a bet. Everybody's got to fill out a bracket pool. Everybody's got to do it. Hey, we've been grinding. We've been grinding since January 2nd every night in college basketball. This is like rest time. This is like play time for us now. Here comes everybody else thinking they got a party here on New Year's Eve. That's all right. Give me a couple Benadryl. I'm going to sleep a little while. But, yeah, 16 games Thursday and Friday. We're looking forward to it. Hopefully you will, too, and hopefully you'll pick some winners. And a good way to help you, we hope, is a copy of my book, Side Hustle, available at Amazon and at Joseph Beth Bookstore in person. We're on the best of the bluegrass table. Look out for us. Also, we have all about the NCAA tournament, how we play these first-round games. And if you know anything about us, and if you've heard it, or if you've definitely read the book, tempo, tempo, tempo. That's the key word for this first round. Slow-paced dogs. You know that dog in the middle of summer who's just barely walking around because he's hot and he's, you know, maybe a little parched, needs a little water? That's who we love right now, this week especially. Slow-paced underdogs. You know, remember the old Beverly Hillbillies show? That old dog Duke, it always sat next to that old guy, what was his name? Jed Clampett. And Jed Clampett would be whittling something. Yeah, old Duke never got up and did anything. He just slept next to him the whole time. That's what we're looking for this week. Slow-paced dogs that don't want to move a muscle. Give us your tired, your poor, your weak. That's what we're doing this week. That's in the book, Side Hustle, along with all of our sports we like to play, football, baseball, basketball, and especially the month of March, the NCAA tournament. Pick it up today at Amazon or at Joseph Beth Bookstore in person. A lot of stories about this time of year, too, about growing up in Madison County and taking a lot of those guys out to the woodshed and, you know, kind of showing them with a what 2-4 and what 6-8 and what's going on in these bracket pools. We were running a legitimate operation, was my mom and me. It was legit. It was on the up and up, kind of, sort of. Anyway, yeah, make sure to pick up a copy of the book, Side Hustle. On today's show, Kentucky, how many games do you want them to win the NCAA tournament? And we will go over not just one, but our two biggest bracket pool rules for here in Lexington, Kentucky, and basically the whole state of Kentucky, to be honest with you. But we have two golden rules about filling out your bracket pools. What are those golden rules? It's not difficult, but it's hard to do, especially around here, especially for the Big Blue Nation. We will talk about those, as well as Kentucky's road to the Final Four. Or is it a road to nowhere? We'll talk about that. And all things Kentucky basketball coming up. Of course, we will talk a little bit about the Reds. They had an injury over the weekend. It's not good. Looks like they have another injury now. It's even worse. We'll talk about the Reds. They have a game today. You can bet on the game today against a former National League West rival. I know last week we made fun of them because we thought it was Bud Black versus, who was the other pitcher? I forgot. Lenny Kravitz. We thought the pitching matchup was Bud Black versus Lenny Kravitz. Not that problem today, but still a game where you're betting on this game. All I'm going to tell you is good luck because you might need it. We'll talk about that game. We'll talk a little baseball. But today is all about the NCAA tournament and where we can get our side hustle on, how we can cash some tickets. All this and much, much more coming up. And any pick we give out today, Lord knows there's no games tonight in college basketball. But if we give out a few leans, all our picks today, brought to you by the most profitable segment of Lexington Radio, our Mac Daddy Stogie Picks. All this and much, much more coming up on today's Selection Monday edition. Get out your pens and paper, folks. Let's fill out some brackets this week. Let's make sure Marge from accounting doesn't beat us again this year. Edition of The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. As always, we thank you so much for joining us. But first, Kentucky is facing Oakland. Not the Raiders of Ken the Snake Stabler, but the Oakland Alameda Coliseum. No, they are Oakland and Kentucky will be getting together on Thursday night at 7:10 p.m., a night game in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This line opened last night. Kentucky, a 12.5-point favorite. Total, 161.5. Now, today, Kentucky, a 13.5-point favorite. Total, 163.5. Oh, okay. The Lord and Savior of basketball analytics, Ken Pomeroy, doesn't agree with the numbers in this game as much, though. He says that Kentucky will win this game by 12, 87, 75. A little quick math here. That'd be a 162 total, wouldn't it? Oh, yeah, a little bit under that total there. So in this game, we always talk about pace of play. And that's something we look at during this NCAA tournament. There are live dogs and there are dead dogs in this first round. And Lord knows, everybody's got popular, trendy dogs. The ones that everybody's on. Oh, last night, I'm sure you heard, oh, the 12 seed. 12 seed always beats a 5. Which one is it going to be? Is that the way you should approach this? No, it's not. But slow-paced tournament dogs. And that's kind of the way we look at here. If you've looked at those over the years, the underdog in the NCAA tournament, and their pace of play is 70 possessions a game or less, those teams do very well against the spread. 246 up, 193 down. That's 56%. Uh-huh. Let's look at Oakland's pace of play here. Oh, wait a minute. They do average under 70 possessions per game. They average 66.7. That's ranked number 232 out of 362 in the NCAAs. Slow-paced dog. That's a good sign. Not only that, Ken Pom says a 12-point margin. So, if you're going off that, might be a good spot to take Oakland getting the points. But another way I love to play these first-round games against the spread or with the total is look to go under, especially in a game where you have maybe a team that doesn't play very well in terms of fast pace. And yes, we always talk neutral court unders, and all these games are neutral court unders, so you could basically play all of them if you are so inclined. But sometimes we look for maybe a little bit further way to filter this so you can make a little bit more profit, maybe do a little better with it. First round, we like to look for teams that go under the total in the first round. But it doesn't matter pace of play. If in the last 20 years, you've simply taken a first round NCAA tournament game and the teams that are seeded 1, 2, 3, or 4, Kentucky's a 3. So just take those top 4 seeds in any region. Just go under that game in the first round. You have hit 57% over the years. 162 up, 122 down. You don't have to worry about pace of play. You don't have to worry about anything. Just go under in every team, every game where a team involved is seeded 1, 2, 3, or 4. Well, that seems simple, doesn't it? It seems easy. It's almost like going under at every conference tournament final. Oh, yeah, we did that last week. And, oh, yeah, we grinded out a nice little profit. We hope you did, too. So sometimes you don't have to be a genius. Lord knows they tell me all the time, oh, Brad, you don't know anything. You're just some nerd comes out with a compass and a ruler and you figure things out like this. Okay, that's fine. I'm still making money because that's all this show is about. It's all, hopefully, when you're into this, what it's about. And this time of year, of course, we talk about bracket pools and getting emotionally invested. Marge from accounting is sitting in her cubicle today, and she's got her little radio on, and she's listening to her nice little music. Wouldn't offend anybody in the world. You walk by her cubicle, she's offering you candy, but she's also filling out her brackets today, and she's also a killer at these brackets because, man, every year she cleans out the sharps. How does she do it? I don't know. She doesn't even know, but she does it every year. But one way to kind of get on that and one way to win your bracket pool, especially Lexington, Kentucky, here's our number one tip of winning your bracket pool. Don't take Kentucky to win more games than they're quote-unquote supposed to win. And when I say supposed to win, maybe by the seeds, maybe by the odds in the desert. And as I look at this bracket here, Kentucky, first-round game, Oakland, yeah, probably should win. Next game would be against the winner of Texas Tech and North Carolina State. Meh, probably should win. And then the next game would be best-case scenario for, or worst-case scenario for Kentucky would be against number two Marquette, who's missing one of their best players right now. But according to the seed and according to our friends in the desert, even without that best player, Kentucky still loses to Marquette. So if you want to win your bracket pool and you're not worried about who wins or who loses, Kentucky should win no more than two games in your bracket pool. But that's not going to be the case. A lot of people around here are going to have them going to the Final Four, winning the whole thing. And that's great. But if you want to win, you don't want to follow the rest of the sheep to the slaughterhouse, especially with a team, as we've noted, has such a lousy defense, and we'll note it one more time going in. Last 25 years, no team ranked lower than 22nd in the KenPom defensive efficiency ratings have won the national championship, and Kentucky's ranked in the 100s. There have been outliers who have made the Final Four, but nobody, and I mean nobody, as low and lowly ranked as Kentucky has in defense, has made a run to a national championship. Now, is that okay? Is this the time where you can finally ignore all the things we've heard in the past? For my money, not a chance. Public here is all over Kentucky in this game. 85% of the tickets, 90% of the money so far is on Kentucky to win and cover this point spread. Huh, you don't say. The big contrarian angle here is to Oakland. Am I saying I'm taking Oakland against the spread? Not just yet. We got a few days before this game starts. If you're looking to play the total here, 83% of the tickets are to the over. 90% of the money is on the over. That's why we've seen this line go from 161.5 to 163.5. But we've also gone over a couple of little systems here that say might be a good spot to go under the total. Fading the public at the NCAA tournament. Sometimes they build those big old billion-dollar buildings out in the desert, not because the public wins, but because the house wins. The house wins a lot more than the public does, I can promise you that. One thing Kentucky has going for them is the fact that they can shoot the ball, especially three-pointers, and in this case, free throws. So, headline in the Herald Leader. How big of a red flag is Kentucky's defense going into the NCAA tournament? It is the red flag. They don't need another one. It is the red flag. People are finally starting to catching on to what we've been saying for months now regarding the numbers, the KenPom numbers, the KenPom defensive efficiency ratings. We've been preaching this for a long time. And now as we get to tournament time, people are starting to notice. But the SEC tournament over the weekend. Oh, who won that? We have a bracket in here. I'm not lying. They have all the other teams filled out at the end. Somebody wrote, oh, look, Kentucky wins. It's a miracle. It's rigged. Oh, there you go. SEC tournament. Cal was spinning this yesterday. Oh, we got a few extra days of rest. Kentucky earned some extra rest by not winning. You really going to spin it like that? A lot of pressure on this team this year. Not just the players, but the coach too. Especially when he says, and he keeps re-upping on the we're built for March motto. You better win. Because if you get into a close game, especially late in the game, that little phrase is going to keep rolling back in people's heads. But Cal's already playing the Big Blue Nation against him. According to the Courier-Journal, he put that the fans that are putting undue pressure on the players are not really fans. He's already going back against the fans. It's amazing. Kentucky goes into this tournament ranked number 12. Big deal. But Cal's also still tweaking the infamous tweaks he loves to pull. Headline, Calipari hints at playing 2 7-footers together. I've got a couple of tweaks in mind. By the way, it is March 18th. The NCAA tournament starts Thursday night. Maybe you should be settled on a lineup. Maybe you should be settled on what you're going to do. Anyway. But, as we all know, this is about March Madness. This is about the brackets and what the media is saying. Dick Vitale. Oh, yeah. How many years have you followed his picks? When I was a kid, he couldn't pick his nose, much less a basketball game. But he says Kentucky wins the national championship, although everybody else and their mother is saying UConn wins the national championship. Oh, well. Clark Kellogg, who, if you followed him, you might not be able to afford a radio. He says Kentucky makes the Final Four. Jay Wright, the former Villanova coach, believes Kentucky will make it to the second weekend. Now, that's a little bit more down my level here. But he also says Kentucky is very interesting. They are interesting. But there you go. So it's all about predictions. Who cares about what everybody else is saying? I don't need to hear from these experts because they're not really experts. I'm not an expert. But the only thing I know how to do is follow numbers and follow the odds makers. That's the only thing that differentiates me from anybody, believe me. Otherwise, I am just as dumb and square as anybody else. Johnny Avello, the DraftKings law. He's been out in the desert forever. He's the head of DraftKings right now. He says that they've been taking a ton of money on North Carolina since North Carolina got sports gambling literally a week ago. But he says that Kentucky is the team that has been constantly hammered all season in the futures market. And the liability is with Kentucky. Another senior trader from the MGM says Kentucky is our biggest liability to win the NCAA tournament by far. North Carolina, with the recent launch of sports betting, has become a second place finisher, but Kentucky is the team we need to see lose. That's from the sports books. A lot of times, you don't want to be against the sports books, especially in the bigger events like this one. According to the BetMGM, the biggest liabilities to them in this NCAA tournament. In other words, if these teams win, the public wins big. Number one is Kentucky. Number two is North Carolina. Number three is UConn. But where's the public going in these games? Who are the public on in these first round games? Right now, 87% of the bets are on UConn to cover their first-round game. Second is Kentucky. So in other words, UConn and Kentucky are getting more action than anybody in these first-round games. Now, how did that happen? It's because Kentucky is a blue blood. They've got all those draft picks, and they're getting pretty good odds to win the national championship because way back when these things opened, almost a year ago now, 11 months ago back in April, they were about 14, 15, 16 to 1 all summer long. When the season started, they were about the same. But now, after a long season, they're way down this list. FanDuel right now has them 30 to 1. I've seen places where they are lower than 30 to 1, like 35 to 1. Kentucky 30 to 1 to win this national championship. Those odds improved after this bracket came out, and we saw the matchups. UConn the favorite at FanDuel, plus 370. Houston 6-1, Purdue 7-1, Arizona 13-1, North Carolina 17-1. Arizona has better odds to win the national championship as they're a 2 seed than North Carolina, who's a 1 seed in that same region. Oh, you don't say. So, when we get ready for Kentucky and Oakland on Thursday night, how many people will be thinking about St. Peter's? It's because it's a St. Peter's type game, you know. Thursday night game. Nobody really knows what to do. Everybody's expecting Kentucky to win big. The night that Kentucky lost to St. Peter's, Kentucky was a 15.5-point favorite, and today they'll be a 13.5-point favorite. All things we'll talk about from a handicapping perspective as we get closer to game time on Thursday, but I will say this right now. For those of you filling out your bracket pools, if you have Kentucky going all the way, God bless you. You're a fan. It's what you want to see happen. But so often, the desert makes money off people betting on what they want to see happen than what they actually think will happen. And that's the bottom line. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Coming up after the break, we'll talk about other sports for a couple minutes. Reds baseball, some other things. And later on in the show, of course, we will talk about the NCAA tournament, what it means kind of to see some point spread moves. We see some traps out there that we're going to play. We'll talk about a little bit from a handicapping perspective, games that we're looking at in this, excuse me, in this first round. That's all coming up. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
Cash, cold, that's what I need. The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thank you so much for joining us on this Bracket Monday. We are very blessed and very thankful that you have joined us here today. Let's go to the text line, 859-381-1313. You can text us anytime. Let's read some of the best ones. And let's go here. When is the last time you saw a bracket screw job as bad as Auburn got last night? That's from our friend Breezy. I agree, Breezy. Auburn should be much better than a 4 seed having to play UConn in the Sweet 16. That is a, I'm not going to say Bret Hart Montreal screw job type, but it's close. Auburn is, I'm telling you right now, if you don't have UConn winning this thing, Auburn's as good as anybody else. I'm here to tell you. So, yeah, we'll talk about brackets and that matchup. I will say this. UConn and Auburn in the Sweet 16, they should be meeting in the Final Four at worst, at the earliest. So, yeah, we've been an Auburn guy for the last few weeks on this show. We cashed that ticket to the Super Bowl or the SEC tournament, not the Super Bowl, the SEC tournament. So, yeah, that was a screw job that Bruce Pearl got. But you notice – a lot of people are complaining right now. A lot of people are complaining, especially the NIT teams. Bruce Pearl may have gotten the worst screw job of all of them in terms of teams that made it. You haven't heard a peep out of him, have you? Uh-huh. You don't think he's using this? You don't think he's trying to make this a bargaining tool, bargaining chip for his players? Us against the world. Nobody believed in us, that kind of thing. Uh-huh. You just wait till they play UConn. They got to get there first because they got San Diego State in the round of 32, which they shouldn't be having to play a team that tough. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Another question from the text line from the 606. Do you think it's smarter to spread your bets out among 5 or 6 or to put money on 2 or 3? My thing is every play is a one-unit play. And if you're going to go into this with a bankroll, 1% of your bankroll, that's the way I do it. Not everybody does it that way, but at least I insure myself that I'm not going to go broke. So, exactly. Whatever my bankroll is, I'm going to put up 1% on every play I make. If it's worthy of a play, it's 1% of my bankroll. And you stay at that same number for a very long time until you can maybe get – and I kind of look at my bankroll numbers once a year, every summer. Then I could either increase or decrease based on the money then. But for an entire year, I'm not going to change my bet amounts at all because – The good times will come in, but so will the bad times. Can you stay in the rain? So if it's worthy of a play, 1% of your bankroll every time. Doesn't matter if it's 2 or 3 games or 6 or 7 games. A play is a play, and that's the way I approach it, and every play is the same amount. There's no 10,000-star super galactic locks of the millennium and then, well, a slight lean here. No, it's like being pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not. You either play it or you don't. And that's kind of the way I look at this in terms of – but remember, bankroll management is more important than picking winners. It really is. And if you get into this, you figure some things out, you'll understand what we're talking about. Another text. All hail the bottom line. Thank you, sir. Instead of my usual Monday lunch of bologna sandwich and water – what's wrong with a bologna sandwich? I today enjoyed a prime rib sandwich with fries. Ooh, we put those – got those fries on the side. And an adult pop. Cheers to you, my friend. Why? Because of conference championship game unders. Boy, we hit those last week, man. Those were – they. If you just grind those bad boys out, you can make a profit. Now, it takes some hustle. You got to keep an eye which games are in the final games. You know, I can't hold your hand and take you to the window. You got to do it yourself sometimes. But, again, another profitable season for those conference championship game unders. And, obviously, he is a reader of the book. He is a Dana Altman man crush because we talk about in the book, Side Hustle. The best coach in all of college basketball in the tournaments, conference and NCAA tournaments, at covering point spreads and cashing you tickets. Dana Altman. He is great. It's not even close. And he just won the Pac-12 tournament. He beat Arizona when he was an underdog. He beat Colorado when he was an underdog. What a shocker. Dana Altman gets it done, man. I'm here to tell you. And guess what? He's going to be in this NCAA tournament. You're going to find him as an underdog again. You see the lines on him in this first round? Uh-huh. Dog to fave line move already. You don't think somebody knows? People are Oregon, South Carolina, first round. South Carolina now about a 1-point favorite. Yeah. I know South Carolina's slow-paced. Lord knows they are. I'm not betting against Oregon in this spot. 11 versus 6, you're going to give me Oregon? I'll take that every day of the week. Dana Altman. That's the only two things. That's the only name I have to say. Dana Altman. So, he is, according to his text here, I am becoming a bottom line fanboy. No, now, the fanboys across town, that's a whole different ball of wax there. We just, you know, get on them for saying Kentucky could beat the 86 Celtics every day. But that's neither here nor there. I wonder what they have in their brackets. Kentucky to win it all against, of course, yeah. Winning them all by double digits. It only happened, I think UConn did it. Didn't UConn do that last year? Win every game by double digits? There you go. Anyway, there is other stuff going on in the world. Yeah, make sure you text us, 859-381-1313. Thanks for texting us in. We had no mean text today because we've been winning. It's amazing. When we win, nobody really says anything negative. But, boy, we pick against Kentucky and they lose. Oh, here they come. Oh, you're the devil himself. That's okay. It's part of the gig. I enjoy it. That's just me. Okay. What else is going on in the world right now outside of college basketball? There is women's basketball going on. People have asked me, why don't you talk about women's basketball? I know exactly 5 people in the entire sport of women's basketball. Caitlin Clark, the girl from Iowa. The coach of South Carolina, Dawn Staley. I like her a lot. Gino Auriemma, because he's been around forever. Mulkey, who wears the crazy outfits from LSU, and Angel Reese, who did the You Can't See Me thing to Caitlin Clark last year. That's it. That's all I've got for women's college basketball. But our friends of the desert say that 2.5 times as many bets on women's college basketball this year versus last year. And they say it's basically because of Caitlin Clark, the girl from Iowa. Anyway, so there you go. I have no systems for women's college basketball. I know the sharp money is on South Carolina to win it all. That's all I got here. The tickets to win for futures here, 34% of the tickets are on Iowa to win it all, only 27% of the money. That's square money. South Carolina, 15% of the tickets, 35% of the money on South Carolina. That's sharp money. get on South Carolina and win this whole thing. Although they are a very slight favorite. Minus 135 to win it all. Iowa 6-1. LSU plus 750. Is UConn good anymore? I don't think they are. Gino Auriemma, he's been around forever. Anyway, it might be time for him to hang it up. So, yeah, that's all I got on women's basketball. So, I'm sorry. I have no systems. I have no slow-paced dogs. I have no – yeah, I have nothing. So, good luck to you if you're filling out your women's bracket. I would say take South Carolina because of the sharp money and Dawn Staley. That's all I got. Anyway, Kentucky baseball, they played a ranked team over the weekend, and they won all three games. They beat Georgia 12-2 yesterday, finishing a sweep. They'll play tomorrow. We'll tell you the lines on the game. And again, we will have no opinion on the games. Giants and Reds tonight. Oh, they don't have any basketball and college games tonight. That's okay. We've got Reds and Giants. Giants are a dog on the road against the Reds. Minus 135, the Reds started a favorite. Now they're up to minus 138. Look at that sharp line move. Spring training game, folks. Good luck if you're taking this game. Montas is going for the Reds today. Your opening day starter. Oh, by the way, his ERA this spring, 9.39. Just saying. And Rex Harrison going for the Giants. I don't know. Josh Harrison. I don't know. I got nobody. He's got a 2.8 ERA for the Giants in this one. Bad news for the Reds over the weekend. TJ Friedl. Fractured wrist. Yikes. Now all those guys that they got in the offseason, well, we got a stacked lineup. Well, they're all getting injured, it feels like, right now. TJ Friedl, that's a big loss. A lot bigger than I think they're letting on. That's an injured wrist. That's a couple months right there. So we're talking late May before we see anything back to what he is maybe going to do. We'll find out more about him. Also, starting pitcher Brandon Williamson battling shoulder soreness. Uh-oh. At least his shoulder, and it's not a Garrett Cole elbow sent out to California for a Dr. James Andrews treatment. Yeah, that's not a good thing to do. According to the Cincinnati Inquirer, headline, why pitching depth may now be a concern for the Reds. It's always been a concern. Have you seen that rotation? None of them stay healthy. So, yeah. All of a sudden, as we get to the end of spring training here, that Reds injuries are starting to mount up. Boy, I wish they had that one guy they had forever. Joey Votto was his name. Oh, where's he at now? Toronto. First pitch he sees. Boom, home run. There you go, folks. Joey Votto's still got it, apparently. We'll see if he makes the team. I think he might. We'll see. Anyway, so there's your Major League Baseball. Reds and Giants tonight, but who cares? We're going to talk a little college basketball right after the break. Some of our favorite tips. One more tip for your bracket pool, and then we're going to get into some of these point spreads. Who do we like against in these first rounds? What are we looking for? Yeah, we got pace of play, but what else do we have? What else are the little tricks of the trade that we like to play in these NCAA tournament first round games? That's coming up. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Fred Taylor here on a manic Selection Monday. Oh, man. I'm not going to sit here and wax poetic about Susanna Hoffs today. It's all about brackets. I need some point spread winners. What do we always talk about on this show during the season? Looking for traps. Unranked traps. Lower ranked traps. In the conference tournaments, the lower seeded traps. Oh, they all hit very well. But they don't do that in the NCAA tournament, right? Wrong again. In the NCAA tournament, in the first round of the NCAA tournament, in the last 20 years, we have seen 60 occasions in which the lower-seeded team is favored over the better and higher-seeded team. In those 60 games, those lower-seeded favorites have covered the spread 57% of the time, 34 and 26. It doesn't happen often. On average, about three times a year. But we've got five examples this year of the lower-seeded trap. And when these came out last night, the moment that I could get my grubby hands on these, I got them. Because we've seen some line changes here because squares like you and me know this. A lot of sharps know these two. What are some teams where you see the traps coming out? And you see the teams, ooh, maybe I should be on these teams first, and yes, we'll start. Michigan State is the 9 seed. They're favored over Mississippi State. Mississippi State is a 1.5-point dog here. Michigan State is the play for us. The lower-seeded trap. There are four others as well. Nevada is playing Dayton. Nevada opened as a 1.5-point favorite. They're still a 1.5-point favorite. That is a trap game that we're trying to play. Another trap game. Here is a dog-to-favorite line move. Washington State and Drake. Washington State opened a 1.5-point favorite. Now Drake is the 1.5-point favorite. And I'm going to tell you right now, the lines, the juice here looks like this is going up to 2. So this is a definite sharp move to Drake. Not the R&B singer. By the way, he cursed Houston last night. We'll talk about that maybe down the road. But Drake, the school, now the favorite over the Power 5, Washington State. Well, they're Power 5 until for another couple weeks. Drake is the play here. The lower-seeded trap in this game. Game number 4 we're looking at. Oh, yeah, looky here. Little Richie Pitino got his team to the tournament. They're a 1.5-point favorite over big Power 5 Clemson. That's a trap game. And the last trap game we're looking at, TCU. The big Power 5 themselves, they are a 3.5-point favorite over Utah State. So there you go. 5 traps in which have covered 57% in 60 games over the last 20 years. You got 5 examples in the first round here, and that's how we're playing. That's going to be our system that we're going to talk about today. We'll talk about a lot more on Wednesday when we're getting ready for this tournament from a handicapping perspective. Tomorrow's about the brackets. John Clay, the Herald leader, will be with us. But those are our trap games we're playing today, and those kind of in the order we went with them. Michigan State, Nevada, Drake, New Mexico, TCU. The 5 games where you see the lower-seeded team favored over the higher-slash-better-seeded team. That's where you want to take the favorites. This is not a tournament where you make a lot of money betting favorites. But when the desert tells you who the better team is, just like during the regular season, unranked trap, lower-ranked trap, follow the money, follow the odds makers. Don't worry about what the talking heads on television are telling you today. Believe me, they don't know nearly as much as the odds makers do, and they don't know as much as the analytics do. So those are the 5 teams again: Michigan State, Nevada, Drake, New Mexico, TCU. Those are our favorite plays for the NCAA tournament first round. We'll have many more before we get to game time coming up on Thursday. Don't forget, we will not be on the air Thursday or Friday in terms of during this show, because we know you'd rather be listening to the NCAA tournament, but we will have our podcast, and we will release those each day before noon, before game time start. Here's a something that I can't believe they put money invested in this. A news flash. Americans are expected to bet over $1 billion on March Madness, more on March Madness as the whole tournament than the Super Bowl this year. I think North Carolina is going to help with that. But the fact that you're getting more than $1 billion, now granted, you got 67 games compared to one Super Bowl. Got a lot more props in the Super Bowl, too. But, yeah, that tells you this is a huge betting event. There's a reason why CBS pays $14 billion over 10 years to show this thing. And it's not because the regular season is filled with people just clamoring to watch college basketball on television. It's because we've all got bets on this. That's why. We will talk a lot about Virginia coming up tomorrow night. Slow-paced dog. And guess what? Everybody's talking about how Virginia shouldn't have got in. It's a joke they've got in. Who are the two worst coaches in the last 20 years at covering point spreads in the NCAA tournament? One, Rick Barnes. We'll talk a lot about him, too. Number two is Tony Bennett, who we love covering point spreads during the regular season. But once it gets to a tournament time, oh, he's terrible against the spread. We'll talk about him, too. But tomorrow, could this be the time where maybe he flips the script? We'll talk about that, because I can promise you, the public is not on Virginia whatsoever, which is kind of sad, depending on based on how many times he's cashed tickets over the years. so many times. Virginia burned brackets until they finally cashed in about, what, 2019, back when they finally got their national championship. By the way, that year they won the national championship, they won six games in the tournament. They failed to cover four out of those six games against the spread. So that should tell you something right there. We will have a lot more on college basketball and our picks, especially tomorrow when we get to John Clay joining us with his Bracketology Spectacular Extravaganza. That's coming up tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll see you then. And that's The Bottom Line, ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom Line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Coming up after the break. Did we learn anything on this show today? Yeah, we learned something. We also learned our golden rule number one about playing your bracket pool here in Lexington, Kentucky. It's not rocket science. That's coming up next. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Lower seated traps, King.
Bright light said it gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk with a handicapping perspective. Thanks you for joining us on this Manic Monday. As everybody's got an opinion on brackets around here, whether they know what they're talking about or not. Is that an orange T-shirt or is that a basketball? I don't know. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us. What did we learn on the Bottom Line today? Well, we learned that Kentucky started out a 12.5-point favorite over Oakland and now is a 13.5-point favorite. And I would imagine this line is going to go up to 14 eventually. Depends on right now. Most places, you've got to lay some juice with this 13.5. So, yeah, if you're looking to play Kentucky, it might be now or never. Well, maybe not never, but it might be better for you now. But if you're looking to play Oakland, who is a contrarian play for sure in this round, hold your water. Be all right. Definitely looking to play the under in this one. I wouldn't make it an official pick yet, but, yeah, this line's moved a couple points. To the over, but slow pace. We love those slow pace dogs here this time of year. So, that's how we're looking at this Kentucky game so far. We talked a little Reds baseball, and we talked about one of our systems we love to play in the first round of the NCAA tournament that's hit 57% over the last 20 years. If you missed it, WLXG.com, or go to the website and listen to there by downloading it and searching for ESPN Radio Lexington. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget, tomorrow on the show, it's our Bracketology Extravaganza Spectacular. Or Spectacular Extravaganza. However you want to say it, it's a big show. And John Clay, the Herald leader, will be here in all his glory to do what we do. We've done this a few times now. And we have a lot of fun. And we're just going to pick brackets and talk about UK basketball. And I'm sure I'll insult him a few times. And he'll have his little giggly little boy laugh. And yeah, it'll be a nice time. We hope you'll join us for that one. Don't forget, we won't be on the air Thursday or Friday because of the NCAA tournament, but we will have the Fast Money podcast each of those mornings. No podcast today because, well, there's not one college basketball game on the board tonight. What do we do? But you know the five we're playing first round right off the bat that we just talked about on this show today. Don't forget the daily lineup here on ESPN Radio. Matthew and Jimmy, Ted to noon. Alan Cutler, noon to two. Yours truly from 2 to 3. And Paul Feinbaum says, I don't care about the NCAA tournament. I'm still looking for Nick Saban. And he will join us at 3 o'clock. Also, don't forget we have all the first four games starting tomorrow night at 6:30 here on ESPN Radio. Get your action down. Don't get shut out. Thanks so much for joining us and getting your side hustle on. Don't forget, Texas, 24 hours a day, 859-381-1313. We will answer them. The good ones, anyway. We'll answer them as best as we can. Email us, bottomlinelex@gmail.com, or follow us on Twitter @bottomlinelex. So until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, we need help with our brackets this week and our picks this week, sir. You've been so good to us this basketball season. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bright light said it gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up.
W223 CV Lexington.